So it's the time for fourth quarter and what we like to call bites behind the media. And this is where we offer up little tidbits that will give you something to talk about around the water cooler. But before we begin, welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Mack Weldon. It's a premium men's essentials brand. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CLNS at checkout. We're also powered by Little Part Media, where ideas come to life, producing corporate videos and podcasts to tell your story. For more, check out littlepartmedia.com or contact info@littlepartmedia.com. Okay, Jimmy, the facts on Broadway. You know, we're always fact-checking. That's something, we used to do fact-checking around election time. Now it seems as if that's all, there's like a fact-checking unit everywhere. Fact-checkers, fact-checkers.
There's a fact-checking software industry emerging.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. So it makes sense that now there's something on Broadway starring Daniel Radcliffe. By the way, isn't he the... Is that Harry Potter guy?
I don't know.
I think it is.
I'll
the guy with the little round glasses.
Okay,
but I'm not sure. I'm not, you know me.
I know
I'm
who
not,
that is.
Yeah, I think
but
that's who it is.
He's changed since he was 14.
He's not. Yeah, I keep thinking that he's a little 14-year-old. No, he's a grown man.
He's actually grown
right.
up now.
But anyway, on Broadway, there's this this play called The Lifespan of Fact, and it opened it opens today when we're
is it on Broadway or off Broadway?
I think it's on Broadway. Wow. Yeah, and basically it's Daniel Radcliffe, who is an intern who quibbles with the tiniest details in an article about a Las Vegas suicide. So he challenges the writer and in this play, and it comes from a 2012 book. It's a thoughtful, according to this review, a thoughtful exploration of the differences between facts and truth. And so that's kind of interesting that we always say how life imitates art. Here's a case of art imitating life.
Right. And I don't think that's the first time that it's happened.
No, it hasn't. But I mean, who would have thought that the whole issue of fact and fiction and truth of a reporter would be good fodder for a play on Broadway?
I'm guessing that there's a lot of employees that work for Sinclair Broadcasting that would have a few insights on this particular plot.
Actually, I think they might be in the play.
Yeah, they absolutely could be in the play.
Okay. Our other bite, according to a new media consumption study, about half of nearly 6,000 American college students who were surveyed believe that they lack confidence in discerning real from fake news on social media. And what's more, 36% of them said that the threat of misinformation made them trust all media less.
Right.
All right.
And here's where new students get their news from different pathways. This is perhaps the most alarming thing to being a parent, too, that 93.
There is a one's an eight, one's a nine.
Away. I know, but
that's why I take my glasses off so I can actually read.
93% of students get their news through discussions with peers, online or face to face. Another 89% get it through social media, Facebook or Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then it goes down to online newspaper sites in the 70s, discussions with teachers and professors in the 70s.
So you're saying they get crap is what they're getting. They're eating.
Well, I will say this. Think about this. Television and radio, 14 and 15%.
Wow.
Podcasts on the rise.
Oh, good.
29%.
Oh, good. So we're doing something, right?
Yeah, we're bigger than radio and TV now.
Exactly.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Wanted to give a little shout out to one of my colleagues over at Northeastern University who participated in this report. It was published on the Pointer Institute down in Florida. Here's a quote. Our report suggests that in some ways we have created for young people an extremely difficult environment of news. We need to figure out ways to guide them so they can navigate it, said John Whidbey, who's my colleague, a Northeastern University professor and one of the study's co-authors. The rather contentious and poisonous public discourse around fake news has substantially put young news consumers on guard about almost everything they see.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. There's some confidence.
And you know, it's funny. Back in the day, in the 60s and 70s, during the protest era, Dan, you always questioned authority.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was 100% if you're under the age of 30.
Right.
Remember how 30 was like, oh, you're old now.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank God it's
30. I'm glad they moved
10.
I'm glad they moved that to 70 now.
That's right.
So that I can remain young for a while.
Yeah. Well, luckily, my last name will forever keep
me
young.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
And I fall back on that every time I go to the doctor and another body part fails. Anyway.
Well, you know, it'd be a great headline, like, young gets older.
Yeah.
Ooh,
on a daily basis. All right, so I got one for you about Spotify.
Yeah.
Okay, who the heck knew what Spotify was? But I guess they made a video parody out of a horror film.
You know what Spotify is.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Oh, okay.
No,
it's a music. I've never used it.
No.
But I know what it is.
I know what it is. Yeah. And anyway, they made a parody of a horror flick because, after all, it's Halloween time and everybody loves to get scared, right?
Yeah.
I prefer the treat to the trick,
let's
just say. Anyway, it's an ad about a skull-faced doll that terrorizes anybody who plays the catchy Camila Cabello song, Havana.
I know
the song?
Of course.
Oh,
Havana,
God,
ooh, na.
I am so painfully unhip.
In Havana, ooh, la, la.
Anyway, the UK Standards Authority has ruled that it's likely to cause undue distress to children. This is an NPR report.
What, the song
report.
Or the thing?
This parody.
Oh, the parody.
In 60 seconds, the ad manages to showcase a medley of horror film tropes, a maniacal children's toy, a long and dark hallway, a young woman screaming in terror, and a startling over-the-shoulder apparition in a steamy mirror.
Damn.
Where were the clowns?
Damn.
That's all I want to say.
Yes.
They missed out on
the
clowns.
Because
all of a sudden, clowns are scary to kids.
I used to like clowns.
We loved clowns.
Now I can't look at a clown without thinking scary clown.
Scary clown.
Yes.
So
clowns
anyway, Spotify apologized for causing any distress.
But now we're talking about it.
Tongue-in-cheek horror.
No,
parody.
It was created as a part of a marketing campaign.
Scaring the crap out of you is not fun.
No, unless you have a problem and you're constipated. Then
real
that would be good.
News is scary enough.
Don't you think? If you're constipated, it would be good to scare the crap out of somebody.
Oh my God. All right, I'm gone. I have an appointment I have to run.
Yes, exactly. So that's what we offer up, Bites Behind the Media. Thanks for listening and enjoying this podcast. We know you did. Like it, share it, keep listening on iTunes and the CLNS Media Network. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
And now you know what's behind the media.